Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email. It's that time of year again for the annual Chickasha Auto Swap Meet. 3 full days of parts for classic antiques, street rods, muscle cars, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for. It's the largest auto swap meet in Oklahoma, and it's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 9th, 10th, and 11th, next to the Grady County Fairgrounds in Chickasha, and it's free to the public. You're invited to bring your car or your parts. Reserve your space at the Chickasha Auto Swap Meet now. For more information, go to ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. That's ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. See you at the swap meet.
The cattle futures market today continued to slide. May feeders were down 92 cents, 136.22, about $2.50 off their lows. August were the weakest contract, down $1.90 at 144.47. Looking back to the middle part of April, about April 18th, the board has sold off 11 days now, 11.86%, and about $19.15 a hundred. At one point, that sell-off was over $20 a hundred. And pretty much just straight down. If you look at studies such as the relative strength index for the feeder cattle, it's below 25, so it's considered oversold anywhere below 25. And currently, the August feeders are 20.6%. So little disappointing there on the feeder cattle. Live cattle, same story here. We're down about 50 to a dollar. That market sold off 11 days as well, about just under 11% or $13 a hundred, for example, out in the October feeders or October live cattle. The relative strength index on that is even more oversold, down to 18.4%. Box beef, though, at midday was slightly higher. It was up 59 cents on choice at 229 or 227.95. Select was up 14 at 213.43. There were some additional African swine fever cases now in South Africa, so that seems to be a growing concern. And hogs today were down the limit.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch on May 13th for their fourth annual Meeting Demand Bull Sale at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas, selling 170 bulls and 275 bred commercial females, including the complete cow herd dispersal of longtime Gardner customer Yolo Ranch. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offering, sale book, and more. Be in Ashland on May 13th or bid online at Live Auctions TV or SuperiorClickToBid.com.
Today's grain action was mixed here, with surprisingly after opening last night 7 cents lower on news that Trump had tweeted he was intending to increase the tariffs on Chinese goods on the $200 billion that had previously been lowered to 10%, to increase them back to 25% this coming Friday, right in line with the Chinese deal makers here as they travel to Washington this week. So last night, the corn was down as much as about 15 cents at one point. Beans were down about 25 cents, but we closed down 6 in corn and down 11 in the beans. So they came back pretty significantly. And then wheat, on the other hand, was a penny higher, July Kansas City at 402 and 3 quarters. So it was the strongest contract and rallied about 11 cents off the lows following that news. Cotton today was less fortunate, down 154 in the December cotton at 72.91. Now, we do have a crop progress and condition report this afternoon. Corn's expected to show 25% planted, up from 15% last week. And really now, between now and May 20th, is really the big planting time for the United States. So with a little bit of rainfall forecast in some spots, it'd be interesting to see how much of that's planted and what kind of impact that'll have on corn and bean acres going forward. Then winter wheat's expected to be 64% good to excellent, right in line with last month. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures and options trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.